Rain slams the control room windows hard enough to rattle the frames. The reservoir gauge ticks upward, red lights climbing into the danger band, while the dam's concrete skin vibrates with the steady, low hum of water pressure. Naomi, a tribal fisheries biologist, leans over the map and points downstream. "The salmon run is peaking," she says. "Reds are everywhere on the gravel bars right now. A sudden cold release will turn the river into a silty surge, the kind that can bury eggs." Evan, the river town's mayor, stands dripping on the tile floor. "If you dump water fast, the docks go under," he warns. "Boats break loose. Shops on the waterfront flood." Luis, your mechanic, wipes grease off his knuckles and nods toward the spillway controls. "One gate is sticking," he says. "If we wait, it could seize or fail when we least want it to. Then you won't be choosing the timing anymore. Open the spillway now, and you likely keep the dam safe and keep electricity steady, including power for the hospital. But you also send a hard, cold wall of water downstream that can flood the docks and smother the spawning beds. Hold off, and you protect the fish in the town for a little longer. But the reservoir keeps rising, and overtopping or an uncontrolled gate failure could turn into a disaster you cannot manage. The next storm band hits in 15 minutes. Sirens can reach people, not salmon. What's your call?"